Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
I hope everything is well with my friend Darren Gant, Panthers.com. We're going to ask the old guy questions. I love quoting people that I respect greatly, and you are right there near in the top quarter of the list, Darren. You have said in the past that Cam Newton makes people stupid.
Indeed.
So I heard his comments about game managers versus game changers. And, of course, that created a lot of comments on, like, was Cam out of bounds for calling Dak Prescott a game manager? Because here's what struck me about the whole thing is that we can get lost in the minutiae of the comment by deciding whether or not Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, or Jared Goff are game managers or game changers. I don't think any of them are game changers. Cam Newton was a game changer, and then when you say that, people lose their minds. When you think about Cam Newton's career, what is it?
I think he's a borderline, if not should be, Hall of Famer. I think Cam Newton changed the game of football, changed the way it was played. I mean, before Cam Newton, I mean, basically Cam Newton walked so Lamar Jackson could run. I think he was the guy who opened the door for a lot of people who play it differently. And, you know, he was better at it than anybody. I mean, there were people who ran around and also played quarterback in the past. Steve Young did it.
Yeah.
Cam Newton broke a lot of Steve Young's records. Michael Vick certainly did it. Cam did it way better than Michael Vick. And it's just, I think Cam's a different kind of quarterback. He opened the doors for a lot of people. And to me, you know, if you're looking for modern comparisons, I mean, look at Josh Allen in Buffalo. I mean, he plays the way Cam Newton plays. So I just think the guy was one of the great quarterbacks we've seen in the last generation. He did not always benefit from a tremendous amount of help around him in terms of skill position talent in the passing game.
Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
And still played at a high level and played at an MVP level and had one of the really a 5-6 year run equal of anybody in the NFL before or after. And then unfortunately the injuries caught up with him. I mean, everybody worries about little quarterbacks, but the biggest and strongest one we've ever seen got derailed after about 7.5 seasons.
Yeah, the second shoulder injury was the one that ended it, right? The one that he suffered that Thursday night in Pittsburgh. That was the end of it. Because that season arguably was shaping up to be better than his MVP season. His only 4,000 yard passing season was his rookie year. It's kind of weird. Darren Gant, ask the old guy at Darren Gant.
Yeah, and 75 or a million rushing touchdowns, whatever the number is.
I
can't even remember.
Well, it's funny when people look at the yard. Well, he's only only had passed for 4,000 yards once. I'm like, yeah, look at all the rushing yards. Those count too. All the rushing touchdowns, they all counted.
That whole greatest rushing quarterback of all time. Yes, so that was the thing that also happened.
It really is amazing. But real quick, before we get to Bryce, did you have...
Well, let's keep talking about Cam.
Did you have much of... I understand. Did you have much of a problem with the characterization of those other quarterbacks as more game managers? I mean, game changers is different because I think there's only a handful of those in the league. There might only be four in the entire league who fall into that category. Any problem with the characterization?
Not really. In addition to things I say a lot, like Cam Newton makes people stupid, there's always Darren's favorite game, find the lie. And if you can find one in what Cam Newton said, I'm all ears. I mean, the way he described Dak Prescott seems pretty on target. But, I mean, Cam has, because he makes himself a lightning rod sometimes, became one. And you know, we started talking about Cam instead of the substance of remarks. I mean, listen, Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback, and he's playing that system in the way it needs to be played. He's efficient. He's got weapons. He's making plays downfield. But I think if you had a draft of all the available quarterbacks in the NFL, Dak Prescott ain't going in the top five.
No.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're talking about guys like Lamar, guys like Patrick Mahomes, you know, guys like Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, before you ever get down to the Dak Prescott's of the world. I think it's he's the difference between being one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game and having one of the greatest seasons of any quarterback this year.
Very, very well put. Darren Gant. All right, now to Bryce Young. Sorry to throw a damper. I just asked this question.
We can still talk about Cam more if you want to. I mean, do we want to bring up the tie gate again? He's addressed all this stuff this week. We can keep talking about Cam Newton, I promise.
Has Bryce, and this doesn't have to be only
You're
about.
You're going to insist.
I have an obligation. Has Bryce regressed over the last 4 or 5 weeks?
I don't know if he's regressed. I think the situation around him has regressed. I mean, when you fire a first-year head coach and his quarterback coach 11 games into a season, obviously things weren't working out well. And I think the whole thing's gotten a little sideways. I think if anything, you know, the stuff they're trying to do right now is probably a little closer in line with what Bryce has always been good at. You know, get him up under center every now and then, which is going to be a thing he's going to need to do. Run
right.
More, do a little play action, get him out on the move, take some shots downfield. Early on, they were very protective with what they were calling for him and keeping it so simple. I mean, I think, you know, as I try to always look at the long game on stuff like this and think about things with a little bit of perspective. And it's impossible to do that with Bryce right now because he's got such a limited body of work. But I think we might look back on this one day and think that the disservice was not making him change coaches so suddenly in his career. The disservice might have been the things they were asking him to do. So I just think that he's a big boy. They tried to be very, very careful with him. And, you know, I think it backfired, honestly. I think he was probably looking for more things to do than they wanted to allow him to do. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how this thing develops. I am here. Here's what I'm not willing to say. I am not willing to say, oh, clearly he was the second or third or fourth best quarterback in this class. No.
I'm with you.
I mean, there's all the revisionists are out in force right now saying clearly C.J. Stroud, no. I mean, probably 28 or 29 or 30 of 32 teams would have chosen Bryce Young first and C.J. Stroud second, given the opportunity in April. So don't let anybody tell you any different. That's the truth. Don't let anybody tell you Bryce is physically incapable of doing this thing because, I mean, honestly, if there are questions about his toughness, he's been sacked 48 times in 12 games, and he's still getting up and making plays. So I'm not concerned about that from that standpoint. I mean, obviously they want to protect him. Obviously they want to protect him better. But I think you can do that with scheme and play calling in addition to, I don't know, maybe having two guys play guard next season instead of six different
right.
Left guards and seven different right guards. So, you know, I think all those things kind of combine to make this the imperfect storm for Bryce Young.
Darren Gant, Pro Football. How about a blast from the past?
In the fine jar.
Panthers
you called him the Washington Football Team. What?
Panthers.com is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show.
You.
You know, it's funny. I slipped into like 6 years ago. I don't even know how that happened. It wasn't that long ago. Anyway.
I mean, by the end of this segment, it'll be Darren Gant from the Rock Hill Herald. Let's take it back to 1997.
You know what? That's the first time we talked.
Probably so.
Would Bryce?
Cash prizes every day adds up when you
play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tax benefit. And I asked you this question 6 weeks ago, and you said no. Would Bryce benefit, especially with all the offensive line injury and turnover and turmoil? Would he benefit by letting Andy Dalton play out the rest of the year?
Still no. I am nothing if not consistent, Adam. Mm-hmm. And this comes with the side benefit of me actually believing this. I mean, you open the door for all kind of bad stuff if you do that. And we addressed this in Ask the Old Guy at Panthers.com just the other day. I think the question becomes, what are you afraid of happening? And if you're afraid of him getting physically broken, again, he hasn't so far. He's taken some shots. He's learned how to protect himself in the pocket. I think if, you know, you let him sit and all of a sudden this offense looks like the 1999 Rams with Andy Dalton at the wheel, then you open the door to, oh my gosh, what if he's the wrong guy? Mm-hmm. That's when the confidence questions creep in. That's when you plant a seed of doubt in a lot of people's heads, including his. I mean, listen, Bryce is the guy. This season clearly hasn't gone the way anybody anticipated it, but they're going to hire a coach who believes that Bryce is the guy. And that guy is going to be tasked with fixing Bryce and fixing an offense to make it look like what everybody thought it was going to look like when they hired Frank Reich and all these cast of thousands on offense. So I just think that you open the door to bigger questions for some kind of short-term benefit. And I think, you know, that might be a little short-sighted. You know, again, am I saying he is going to turn him to Peyton Manning? I am not saying that. But let's remember Peyton Manning's rookie year when he led the league in interceptions, mm-hmm. went 3-13 for a pretty shabby Colts team. And then that team started adding parts around him like Edgerrin James and Reggie Wayne eventually. And all of a sudden, he turned into the best quarterback any of us have ever seen. So I think, to me, get through the next 4 weeks, let Bryce experiment with getting under center, running more play action, turn around, hand it to Chuba Hubbard 25 times a game, and let it roll. And just he's going to learn things. I mean, Chris Tabor is trying to keep things tight in these press conferences, but he said best way to get good at playing football is playing football. And that's kind of where I am on Bryce. I think you run the risk of doing more harm by opening the door to some of that bad stuff than by, you know, anything that's going to happen. What are they going to do? Lose another game?
the Bears right now have a greater than 99% chance of getting Carolina's first round pick, and that the first overall pick, and that is,
well, they have a 100% chance of getting the pick.
Well, yes, but yeah, that is true. I said it poorly.
That's all right.
It's fine. I said it poorly and deserved to be called out on it. Darren Gant, Panthers.com.
The other way to look at that is the Panthers have a 95% or better chance of having the 33rd overall pick.
Yes, and with that 33rd overall pick,
The Panthers select wide receiver. I don't know.
What is the mission? Because look, I think I have been far more bullish, critical of the roster than you have. You may know more about it than I do, and I do not doubt that at all. But I think that their roster is maybe on the offensive side of the ball, maybe the worst in the entire NFL. I don't know everybody's roster top to bottom.
Right.
But I do see a dearth of weapons. I see an offensive line that can't protect him. Recently, though, they have at least started to run block well, which is what they did really well last year after the coaching change of Matt Rhule to Steve Wilks. How far? I mean, they don't have a lot of draft capital. How do you get that draft capital unless you're willing to make difficult decisions on players like Burns or, heaven forbid, Derek Brown, who I would not trade, but...
No, you don't trade Derek Brown. In fact, they don't let me make decisions like this. I'm no general manager. I'm not even the assistant to the assistant to the traveling secretary around here. But I would start the process of re-signing Derek Brown right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you've got to reward that guy, not only because he's playing like an insane man, but because he's doing it in the way you want people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy that you can point everybody else toward and say, see how Derek Brown's doing his work?
Yep.
See how Derek Brown's going out on Sunday? That's how we want all 53 of y'all to act.
Yep, I agree.
And so Derek ain't going anywhere. I mean, there's a reason when the Bears were trying to do that deal last year, you know, they were asking about Burns and they were asking about Derek and asking about DJ. And you see which one's in Chicago now. I mean, I think that's based largely on the relative value of the position and also the relative value of the player. You know, I mean, and this is no slight against DJ Moore. He's
right.
Very good. And he's a lot of the reason the Bears are having a little bit of a resurgence here. You know, he's a guy who can make plays in unusual situations. Lord knows he's been in enough of them here. And I just think that when you look at that, you want to build around either Burns or the stuff of Burns is going to get you. I'm kind of operating under the assumption at this point that he's going to be franchise tagged, and then they'll either figure out a long-term deal or figure something else out. But as with so many questions, that's going to depend on who the next coach is and what he wants right. to do, because we can project out an offseason. I mean, it doesn't take much creativity to say, gosh, I think they might be interested in a T. Higgins or somebody like that. You know, I mean, yeah, this just in. Panthers need wide receiver help. But I think, you know, if the new coach comes in and he runs this versus that, or, you know, priorities are going to change based on who they hire, and we don't know that yet.
Darren Gant, Panthers.com. Ask the old guy at Darren Gant with two T's for extra talent. I appreciate your time, sir, always. And
absolutely.
I will talk to you soon.
And a lovely holiday to you and yours.
Oh, yes. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to all my friends in Raleigh.
Thanks, man.
See y'all.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.